CR Mobile.
KQ4QHV. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Tom here, and let me turn my radio down. We're doing fine. I forget your name, but I recognize your call. We just went out to Walmart right quick and got some coffee filters. You gotta have your coffee in the morning.
I heard that, man. I'm working on my first cup right now as well. This is Nick over in Pendleton.
Tom, you're up too early. W2T.
Boy, you got that right. I should be eating breakfast about now, Rusty. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning. I didn't know who don't know who the other station is in there. I just heard him. And all I'm trying to get a few things out of the way and get some things done before it gets too hot. So it works out, you know, that this is the way things are going today. And somebody's said something to me and didn't answer my question. Oh well. Anyway, top of the morning to you. Hope you both have had a good day. And I'm not sure who the other station is, but go ahead and pick it up. W2T.
Hey, Rusty, this is Nick, KQ4QHV. Man, it's going to be a blazing one today. I tell you what, I do have something to look forward to, though. I wound up doing some mosquito treatment in the yard yesterday and hadn't seen any mosquitoes this morning, so pretty happy about that. They were pretty bad over here. I live kind of on the edge of a forest, and we have a crazy number of mosquitoes. I got some mosquitoes out here that are big enough to carry around a little small dog. It's insane.
That's 747 models. You know what surprises me is our daughter lives up in Michigan, and son-in-law, and I gotta tell you, they got mosquitoes up there that size also, but that really surprised me. I didn't think they'd survive north that well, but I watch these shows in Alaska, and oh, gee, many, they're just horrible up there. Well, Rusty, we just went down to get some coffee filters. We forgot them the other day, and we just passed the Lakeview Steakhouse here at the dam on Lake Cunningham. Headed back north. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, you got to have your coffee. I've got my cup of coffee right here, and if I need more coffee, I'll go brew me a pot. I haven't brewed a pot today. I just brewed me a cup of coffee this morning, so taking it easy. And good morning, Nick. Good to hear you again out here. And I'm planning to spend as much time indoors today as I possibly can. It's supposed to be a scorcher. I don't remember what I saw for the temperature supposed to be today, but it's supposed to be up there. And so I'm just sitting here in the house trying to get a few things done and get any heat-generating things out of the way early this morning before the heat of the day gets too bad. And I'm making sure my ice maker's got plenty of ice in it. And that'll take care of that. Go ahead, Nick.
To keep the heat out of the house, last weekend I baked a loaf of sourdough bread in the morning, and I feel like that heat lingered in the house all day. The air conditioner is a little undersized, I guess, for these, you know, upper 90 days, and that thing was just running like a champ all day long. But about that coffee, I tell you what, I love my morning coffee. Couldn't do without it. I understand the need to go run and grab some coffee filters. I can't say I hadn't done that myself.
This is your old CR Mobile. Well, I'll tell you, Nick, people don't realize it. They don't think about it. But you're talking about, even if you keep it at 75, that's a 25-degree differential. And if you set your HVAC on 75, which most people like it cooler than that, we don't. During the day, we leave it at 75, and night, we'll turn it to 74. But it'll be working continuously all day anyways, trying to keep that 25-degree differential. So yours may not be undersized. I don't know how big a house you got. We got how many square feet upstairs, huh? About 1,400 upstairs and downstairs. The downstairs stays really nice, about 78. We're very happy with that, but we're older, and we don't like it as cold. Well, I already had a cup of coffee, and I went out early and set up this tripod sprinkler for one side of the yard. Not that it's going to do any good. and it's running till about 10 o'clock, and then after that, it evaporates before it hits the ground, I think, so I give up on that idea, but I did have a cup of coffee and two of Bernice's oatmeal cookies, Rusty.
Just right there. I mean, with her oatmeal, you've got the flour, you've got all the goodies that need to be in there, so you're good. That and your coffee, you should be fine to go for the day, Tom. I think that her oatmeal cookies are such that he shouldn't need anything else today. What do you think, Nick?
Phone call, Rusty. Yeah, they got what else in them, Bernice? Dates and nuts.
Good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, that reminds me of that Bill Cosby skit when he got up early and the wife made him feed the kids breakfast and he decided to feed them chocolate cake. You guys ever see that skit?
Seen that one.
No, but the kids were happy with that.
Sort of the same thing going on there. He's like, well, I thought to myself, you know, it's got flour, yep. It's got milk, yep. Oh, it's got all the things breakfast needs. Chocolate cake, boom, boom. And then, you know, the wife comes downstairs and yells at him for it. I give the kids chocolate cake.
That would make them plenty happy. Well, we just pulled in the driveway in Yeoman, so it looks like the sprinkler's still going. They haven't run out of water yet, but crossing the Cunningham Dam, the water was just barely running over the top of it at all. And this is really getting dangerously hot. And my neighbor's brother was out in it patching holes in a public parking lot yesterday. They have a business of their own, or day before yesterday, and he went up to his son, which they were just over here the other day doing some work with a backhoe on Tim's whistle under the driveway there, and he walked over to his son and said, you know, I'm not feeling good, son, and dropped dead right in front of him. He was 52 years old, pretty sad. But I'll let you all go. Have a great day. Thank God we're all here and not pushing up daisies from the root side. 73s. Go ahead, Nick, and then turn it over to Rusty. This is N0TR.
Tom, it was good talking to you this morning. I'm glad you're home safe and you got plans to stay inside for most of the day. It's going to be, like I said, really hot, and we can't stand to have another person fall out from heat like that. I was working yesterday doing something I don't normally do, and I was outside running an Ethernet cable on the exterior of a building that was in full sun in a black parking lot, and man, it was brutal. I had to go real slow and take lots of breaks and go back inside, you know, to cool back down. It was so hot.
It's like that out there, and that's why I'm glad I don't have an outside job that takes me outside too much. Anyway, I'm going to say 73s too, because I need to get back to what I'm doing and get caught up and see what else I've got to do today. And got to go finish folding some clothes. I did some laundry last night and threw it in the dryer this morning, so it's all dry now. I got to go fold it and put it up. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Nick. Have a good day out there. Stay warm, stay cool. I won't say stay warm, stay cool, and stay dry. And we'll talk to you later, Tom. W2T clear, 73's all.
This morning, Rusty, thanks for coming in. And yeah, you do the same. Stay cool out there and don't overheat yourself. Don't overexert yourself today and try and just enjoy what we have. 73, I'll be monitoring. Fly 4G. KQ4QHV.